Big story right here with the first authorized treatment of a patient with MDMA outside of a clinical trial in Canadian history. It's been authorized for the first time. Pharmal, a biotech, which is a company focused on the R&D research and development and manufacturing of MDXX class molecules that includes MDMA, and their distribution partner, which operates as Shaman Pharma, received an authorization to provide a number of their La Neo MDMA capsules to a Canadian physician for treatment of a patient under Health Canada's Special Access Program. Pharmal confirmed with Health Canada that this is the first ever authorization of an MDMA-assisted therapy treatment under the Special Access Program. What a big step forward. Joining me right now is the CEO of Pharmal, Nick Kadish. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks.
Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, it really is here. And, you know, I think for a lot of people who might not already, you know, operate in this space or know much about it, they hear this and maybe they're just thinking immediately, this is people getting high. Could you, you know, help set the table here about what it is that you're doing and what it can provide for patients?
Yeah, of course. So what this is it's psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy. So the MDMA is the drug that is used, yes. It's a long ways away from, club MDMA that people are using just to sort of have fun. This is pharmaceutical grade drug product that we manufacture here in Canada. When patients are taking it, they're not, you know, going off and having a good time. They're literally spending the entire time while they're under the influence of the drug with their psychotherapist or psychiatrist going through therapy. MDMA has actually been designated a breakthrough therapy by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. For treating PTSD. So it is by far and away one of the best treatments we've developed for post-traumatic stress disorder.
So what is it that MDMA is able to do when you're working with a physician and going through this type of a treatment? Why is it that it is proving to be so effective?
First I will just say that MDMA still hasn't been approved as a therapy.
Excuse me.
It's been through two phase three clinical trials, and the results are spectacular. But there's still a couple of steps to go. That's why it's being authorized here in Canada under the Special Access Program. And how it would work is basically think about somebody who has post traumatic stress disorder. Let's use the example of like a veteran, right? And you go in to see your psychiatrist or your psychotherapist. And they say, well, okay, now let's talk about that time that you were in, you know, a Humvee that got blown up. Well, it's very, very difficult for a person to think about the triggering trauma that caused their PTSD and not be sort of driven back into that moment. So, you know, your heart rate goes up, your adrenaline's pumping, you're in immediate fight or flight. And under those circumstances, you just can't have a productive therapy session, right? I think we can all sort of understand how that would be a challenge.
Yeah.
So all the MDMA does is it puts the patient in a headspace where they can think about the traumatic incident that sort of triggered their PTSD without going into that sort of fight or flight, right? Going into that like adrenaline rush, panic mode. And then the therapy is actually what treats the patient. It's not really the drug. The drug just enables the therapy to be more effective.
You know, I know when talking with people who either treat PTSD or people who have suffered from it, the issue comes down to, you know, you can't force treatment onto someone who doesn't want it, and they have to get to a point where they want to have that level of treatment. It sounds like this is a gateway to speed things up a bit.
Yeah, look, I think that's a fair way to talk about it. The other thing is that, look, we're dealing with PTSD, we're dealing with something quite complex in that it is both a physiological response to trauma, right? I reference that sort of adrenaline rush that people go into when they think about their trauma. But it's also, obviously, a psychiatric, a psychological dysfunction. And so it's incredibly difficult to treat. I think anybody who you speak to who has treated PTSD patients would say it's one of the most difficult psychiatric conditions to treat. And so I think that, you know, especially now, for where we are sort of in the world, especially post-COVID, there's an awful lot of mental illness out there, and there's an awful lot of people who are suffering. And so I know that MDMA has a reputation, and that is fine. But at the same time, we shouldn't discount it as a treatment when it can help a lot of people, basically.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and you know the fact that it's being approved under this this authorization through Health Canada, it's a big step forward, and it helps to demonstrate, you know, it's, as you said, it's not just about what some people might think that MDMA was. There's so much more to it. So I guess, you know, before I let you go, how far are we away from seeing this, you know, outside of an authorization and and it's like, you know, actually approved?
Well, so there's been a lot of movement on this in the last little while. So in Australia, MDMA will be approved as a treatment for PTSD on July the 1st. So that's, you know, one month away. That's the first country in the world where this is being approved. And then in the U.S., there's sort of rumors that there's an organization called the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, MAPS. They are going to be submitting MDMA, they say, in the fall. And so maybe approval in, you know, let's say springtime or summertime of next year.
Well, something for us to keep our eye on. Just, it's amazing how rapidly things are moving forward. I really want to thank you for joining me, Nick, to talk about this. Just so interesting, this stuff.
Yeah, listen, happy to do it and happy to speak to you again in the future as this progresses. We're really excited to just be able to start treating patients and helping people.
Absolutely. That's what it all comes to.